This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualifications. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
We are back. Big Easy, T.O., I need a wrestling name because my name's Corey. Gentlemen, what's Corey going
Bear.
On? Corey Bear. That's what my aunt calls me.
See, there's precedent.
What's going on?
Corey Cornett.
Oh, my fucking hero. He retweeted me. Look at that.
You got a retweet from Jimmy C.
Basically famous.
Fucking
celebrity. You're almost in the business.
I am on the edge
of, you're getting
of glory.
Close.
You got to get a real wrestling name, though. Corey Bear shit ain't going to work.
Nope.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Cornette calls. She's like, what's your gimmick? What you got? What are you going to say, Corey Bear? It'll be like, hang up. If we were together, I'd hit you with my racket.
Oh, yeah.
Corey Bear.
Could wear, no, I couldn't. I don't think I have one.
Try, just go out and wear like the Andre the Giant singlet.
Yeah.
The single shoulder.
Yeah.
You can make it work. Somebody needs to bring it back.
See, the Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, that's pretty much the same thing.
His outfit, I love that.
Oh, you mean the generic affliction shirts he still wears to this day?
Okay, or
the
his wrestling
prior
outfit, sir.
To that.
Oh, okay. Good.
I always thought his look, that's good for a guy that's not
He
muscular.
Did have double shoulder, and he'd always take one off, right? Or who am I thinking of?
Single shoulder, yeah. And he'd throw the strap down. Then he meant
that's
fucking
right.
Business.
That's right.
People don't understand how good, anyway.
Yeah, he was a storyteller, that's for sure.
If I'm going to link something on our page. It's just a Bill Dundee Lawler match. It was a loser leaves town because I think Dundee was going to book Mid South, and the match is just they do it to Rocky music. It's cool. Anywho's gal, what's been going on, gents? It's been a week since we were last in podcast land.
It has been a week,
roughly 7 days worth of events. I'd rather not go into.
All right,
some deaths.
We had some deaths, didn't we?
Unfortunate ones.
It's unfortunate. But at least these guys are living long lives. It's not like guys are dropping dead at 40. George the Animal Steel passed away on, what was it, Friday? Saturday? Had to have been Saturday.
A couple days ago.
Saturday or Sunday, yeah. I think Saturday or Sunday. T.O., did you text me about that?
Koloff, I texted you.
Koloff, you did. That was Sunday morning.
Koloff was after Steel, right?
Yeah,
a couple days,
so George Steel died on Saturday. That was quick, man. He was in hospice.
I think I went Nicole Bass, George Steel, and then Koloff.
And Hector Guerrero. I was wrong. It was not Chavo Guerrero Sr. It was Hector.
Hector. It was
Wait a minute.
Eddie's
I take
brother.
That back.
Holy shit.
Chavo Guerrero.
It was Chavo.
Did pass
Senior.
Away. I said he was the gobbledygooker. He was not.
Hector was.
Guerrero.
Gotcha.
Was the gobbledygooker.
Now that we've got that cleared up, we can go on about our day.
Now that the that's all been cleared up. George the Animal Steel. Now, how familiar are you guys with George Steel?
I'm familiar enough to where I'm saddened enough to go out, find a turnbuckle, and eat it today.
Really?
I was upset enough I did it the day he passed away.
You did do that. No, I mean, I'd seen some matches, but he was pretty much after my time. I seen him, like, I believe, do some tag matches in an earlier WrestleMania, and mostly on tape, though. Nothing I really recall live.
I didn't know a lot about his like, I didn't know he played football. I didn't know. I mean, there was a lot of stuff about him I didn't know.
Yeah, Michigan State.
Yep.
He got into wrestling. It's always weird because if you hear him talk about it in his shoot interview, he was into wrestling and kids would see, he was still a teacher. So kids would be like, well, I guess adults probably would too. Like, aren't you George Steel? Aren't
or
you
whatever
that? And he'd be
is,
like,
yeah.
No. Like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm Larry Fine, the
like,
science
you look,
teacher.
You look just like him. But he would just play it off as he was nobody.
He's like, I wish I had.
He coached football.
Back
He's in the Michigan Coaches Hall of Fame.
True.
I didn't know that. Didn't know that one of his gimmicks was the student. That was another thing that surprised me.
Original.
But the one thing about George Steele's death that pisses me off.
Yes.
So they did the nice little vignette Monday night, you know, like a tribute to his life.
I didn't see that. How was it?
It's good. But they interviewed that fucking whiny bitch Bret Hart that shits on everybody. Is there anyone
probably
more?
Probably an old
interview. No. He did the timeline of 92.
Hold on.
And shit on George Steele. And it was done a couple years ago.
Now you have to know why.
I don't know why. I don't care why.
Okay.
But he shits all over him apparently in the timeline thing.
Okay.
And then Bret Hart saying nice things. And it's clearly a more recent interview with Bret Hart because he's, you know, he looks like a he-she sort of. Or not a he-she, but kind of like Pat. He just has
he's gone all androgynous?
He kind of has like a feminine look to him now. Like he's, I don't know. He looks like a lesbian.
Bret Hart.
Kind of looks like a lesbian to me. But
does he have short hair now?
It's just kind of weird. I don't know. He just hasn't aged well.
I'm going to Google Bret
but
Hart
that,
lesbian.
That's what bothered me about it, because I knew Bret Hart kind of talked shit on him, and some people had talked about it, how Bret Hart had openly trashed George Steele, and then WWE includes him in the package, and I just thought that was kind of, you know, distasteful.
Yeah, they were in. He's one of the few guys that they still have doing interviews that was in.
What was the heat over?
At the time. Steele was an agent. He went from being one of the boys to being an agent. And some guys didn't like how he ran the show or how he would how he would agent.
Yep.
And he would catch a lot of shit. This is based on what, you know, what I've read, what I've listened to from what wrestlers have said, that he I guess he had some issues, like he would have to he would have to wear a diaper. Like, to the show, like, he had that issue.
Mm-hmm. He was incontinent.
He was in what?
Incontinent.
What's that mean?
It means you sometimes poop yourself.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know incontinent mean that?
No. Huh.
I just thought you meant, yeah, he's in.
Or
he's
pee yourself.
He's in the U.S.
Can't hold your.
I thought he was incontinent or.
I got you.
In something. But, but those guys were all, anybody that had an agent, they were like, oh. It's like Jay Strongbow. I mean, those guys, the old school guys, were agents, and they would have issues with him. So that's really what it boils down to. Bret Hart was never on time, which is known by everyone. Never on time for the matches, never did any of that shit. So that's probably why he didn't like him. He'd probably fine him.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Fuck him.
But most people that, I mean, know wrestling now, George Steele was the goofy guy with a green tongue in the 80s. Dude, this guy was a brutal heel in the 70s. He had sold.
As George Steele?
Oh, my God.
So did he work a mic at all? Because by the time I got around to see him, he was always more or less like a simpleton, but, you know, more or less just a bruiser.
I would think. Now, see, I would have guessed the Grand Wizard was his
mouthpiece or whatever.
Yeah, if he had one. Doesn't look like it. He had big matches with San Martino, sold out the Garden. I mean, he was a big deal back then.
I remember just from what I saw, I remember was the Elizabeth stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How he was infatuated with her. And
I remember that. That was great.
Yep.
How did you mention it?
And that's what happened. McMahon comes to him in 85 and says, look, we gotta soften this up. You can either not work, or we can make you a funny baby face. And Heel said, well, fuck it. I'm going to have some longevity. Let's do it.
People said that he was, I was listening to a podcast Monday night, one of those. And they were talking about going to old Madison Square Garden before they had barricades up.
Yeah.
And back when, you know, when people didn't know that, you know, people knew, but it was still a little more
they were still a little hesitant
rough.
To get out of their seat and fuck
they
around with the wrestler.
They said that he was the only wrestler that kids wouldn't go up and people wouldn't go up to pat on the shoulders.
Yeah, because he's fucking crazy. They thought he was nuts.
People legitimately thought there was something wrong with him. You know, and that's.
So it gets good acting there.
Yeah.
Worked his gimmick.
Where'd the green tongue come from?
You know?
Suckers.
I don't know.
He was a blow pop guy.
It was accomplished by eating green chloreth breath mints.
Huh.
Chlorettes. Chloreth. Chlorets.
I was like, what, Chlorith? Is that a chemical? I'm not going to ask.
You need a Chlorets.
I'm not going to ask.
Corey Chlorets.
That could be your gimmick.
There we go. Green tongue Corey.
Chloreth man.
But he also was the hairiest. And I'll always remember his early 80s, his action figure, because it had a green tongue.
Yep.
Had the little green. Of all things that guys could have had, they stick a green tongue on him. That's, I imagine that baby's worth some money. I know I still have mine. I don't think the tongue's green anymore.
Holy shit. I forgot he was in the Oddities.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't remember that.
What a way to go out.
They will be talked about in our old school edition when we talk about the best and worst gimmicks of all time.
Yeah. That's what's, I wonder which side they ended up on.
Not the good side.
And again, what side's the good side?
But 79 years old.
Crohn's disease.
Yeah, I had Crohn's
disease. I didn't
know
that either.
Mm-hmm.
He is dyslexic.
He's a, I mean, that's a pretty good career for being hit with those types of things.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I mean, he lived to 79. That's pretty good.
I hope I get that long.
Too much shy of 80.
Oh, from that generation, without a
and
doubt.
And look how big he is. That's got heart problems written all over it. I'm looking at him, I see my future. Except I don't see 79, so good
man,
going,
see,
George Steele.
See, that's the other thing. When he was younger, he was built like a man.
He has less hair than I hope I have.
But. Well, yeah, he's got a little more hair. But sad news on George Steele. And also, Sunday, the Russian bear, Ivan Koloff. Now, do you guys know any Ivan Koloff stuff?
Let's see. He was the Russian nightmare, right?
Russian bear.
The Russian bear. Trying to remember. Hold on. I know Nikita Koloff.
Didn't he tag with
Nikita?
Sheik, though, for a while.
That's Nikolai Volkov.
Wrong Koloff.
Yeah, that's Volkov. Yeah, that's way off. That's the guy who was Russian with the hat.
Yeah. Ivan beat San Martino. He's the one that ended his 8-year run as champ in Madison Square Garden to silence. You know how The Undertaker had his streak broken the other, 3 years ago?
Yeah, similar to that.
They said it was like that times 100.
Wow.
Just nobody saying anything. It was shocking. And, dude, he was 5'7", 270 at his peak.
I didn't realize he was that small.
Yeah, and then he dropped about 70 pounds, working smaller when he got to, like, I mean, people became more known, or he became more known when Nikita came in. And he's a Canadian.
They're not actually related.
No.
That kind of makes me sad.
Well, Scott Simpson was from Minnesota.
Neither are actually Russian either. Surprise.
Big shock, which we will get into in our gimmick edition of the show. But Koloff, for those of you that don't know, was apparently, it all came out, but he died of liver cancer, the way I understand. Ugh. And I guess he was a full-blown alcoholic.
Hey, when that happens.
Rough way to go.
Well, and then he found God, and I guess he cleaned up, but, I mean, he's got a great shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com right now that I want. It's just a bloodied Ivan Koloff. But, I mean,
do you know what match it's from?
The match that picture's taken after?
Yeah, do you know?
No.
Just curious. Jeez, what a loser. Don't know your shit that much.
Sorry.
Get with it, dude.
But he got Nikita Koloff over when Nikita was green as grass. So he was the worker. And I guess Koloff come in and clean shit up.
Would you say
those guys were huge in the 80s.
Would you say he was as green as George Steele's tongue?
Yes. Greener.
Fair enough.
Greener.
And pretty green.
Green as Green Acres?
My nephew, Nikita, he will take the gold back to the Kremlin.
I knew it was going to happen.
I can't help it.
I knew we were going to get it.
If there's anything that's great about
David Crockett.
It's that right there.
That is your your jam.
You should just do a podcast where it's just you in character talking like that. You can read the news today. Today in the news, it's fucking cold. Next in the news.
No, but this dude had a freaky good career. I mean, he beat San Martino, but then his career, for any of our southern listeners, know that down south, when it was the Russians and they were taking on the Rock and Roll Express, and then they brought the Road Warriors in to do the U.S. versus Russians, That fucker made some money. A good amount.
I'm sure.
I would think. I don't know how people save, but I know that, I mean, he was a pretty big deal.
You don't get it? They just don't spend it.
That's true.
Now that we got that figured out.
Man, you guys are really into this stuff today.
I feel animated.
I can tell.
We want to talk about Nicole Bass. That's our sweet spot.
You remember Howard Stern, Fred's laugh, you know, or Nicole Bass laugh you'd always play?
I don't.
You're
not a Stern guy?
The hottest female wrestler to die? Nicole Bass.
Oh.
No?
If she was the only one to die, maybe. Oh.
China probably is now not the ugliest.
She's the hottest. If it's just them two, she's the hottest by far.
Wonder who would win. How about this? Who had a better body?
Physique-wise.
If they were male wrestlers, who had the best physique? In-ring physique, China?
China, dude. When China first came in, hoi.
Yeah. What about China you, Corey?
China was a heavy lifter. Nicole Bass was a bodybuilder. So Nicole Bass.
Ah. You think I like that squat-ass fucking China, the way she came in looking tough as... She looked like a white female Mr. T to me.
And that's still why I think Triple H might like cock. Because he was dating her then.
I don't need to bring it up again, but you've seen her naked, right? Like, all the way?
Who?
China.
Oh, yeah, back
She kind of got a cock?
A little bit.
Just throwing it out there.
Triple H dated her before she had any work done. Go ahead.
And that's all we have for Ivan Koloff.
That's fucking great. I don't care.
But anyway, sad to lose George Steele and Ivan Koloff. But good long lives. We salute you. We're going to give you a 10-bell salute if we could do it.
Yeah, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Heading into the wrestling week, so, you know, Raw is whatever it is.
Six.
So The Rock calls CM Punk on the phone after Raw goes off the air.
I heard about that. Vince apparently was livid.
That's good. See? Now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What is he do? I mean, I don't care. He doesn't care.
He's the biggest fucking star in the world right now. Do whatever the fuck he wants.
It goes without saying. Sure, need him way
yeah,
more.
What are they going to do?
Nothing.
And the reason he did it, he knew as soon as he mentioned AJ Lee that the CM Punk chants were going to go insane.
Yeah.
At least he didn't do it on the air.
To drown that out, you know, bring it up, diffuse it right there, try to call him. I'm sure he warned Punk ahead of time. That's why the phone was off. Then probably stopped the CM Punk chants when they were trying to film the movie.
Okay, number one, there's no way that he told Punk he was going to call him.
That's why I heard you. CM, from what I read, he didn't know. But he could be a worker.
I don't know.
You think he said, hey, I'm going to call you at 10:30?
He might have sent him a text and said, hey, I'm doing this for the movie.
Hold on. Why would he even bother calling him then?
His wife's involved in the movie. Someone's playing his wife. I guarantee there's been conversations about who AJ felt comfortable playing her. There's been discussions.
Wouldn't it be easier, though, for him to go, hey, I'm going to act like I call you rather than I'm going to call you, don't answer?
It went straight to voicemail.
Do they have it on the fucking Titantron or something, or on the PA?
I don't think they did, not from what I heard.
So, I mean, at that point, it stands. Why not just say I'm calling him rather than calling him? If he says, hey, I'm going to call you, don't answer, why don't you say, hey, I'm going to fuck with the fans here and say I'm going to call you but not really call you?
Well, maybe he didn't.
Not on TV.
Maybe he didn't call him. I mean, who knows?
Well, he called him and left a message.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that Vince McMahon's pissed off about it.
No, he's not. Maybe.
I mean, it's just funny. He's a delusional old fuck. I'm sure he's mad about it. He's mad because it's cloudy.
Over under 2 years before CM Punk's back in the WWE.
That was my next question. What is this guy going
to
do?
I have read from people that are close to him that he is such a stubborn prick.
Mm-hmm.
And
got the fuck beat out of him in MMA.
That
was the best part.
That you cross him once. Like that little midget, Hornswoggle. He talks about how they were really close friends.
Little person.
And he asked Punk for someone's number that he had lost. And Punk told him, you're dead to me. You're trying to use me. Those guys like that, if he has enough money, he'll never go back.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys that just like, all right, no, fuck those guys. I hate Triple H. Like, and that's the thing. A lot of these guys that have come back, their problem was with Vince. Their problem was with politics in the 90s, in the 80s. He despises Triple H. Triple H has been the guy that's went out and mended all these relationships. He went to Bruno. He went to Warrior. He went to all these guys, made shit good. He tries calling CM Punk. CM Punk's going to tell him to eat a dick. I mean, they fired him on his wedding. I mean, like, I just know how, like, from everything I've heard about that guy, I don't think it'll ever happen. I don't care how much the money is. I think that guy's prideful enough
Do me a quick favor, you two. You guys are way more familiar with it than me. I remember him doing, like, a big shoot sitting on the stage. And, okay, him getting fired happened, I guess, shortly thereafter?
No. That was, like, 2 years after.
Was it really?
Yeah. Okay. He wrestled with staph infection. There was some shit that went on. He was unhappy about a couple things. He did a two-hour shoot with Colt Cabana. It was about 2 hours. You have to listen to it. He shits on everybody.
I think it was around Smart four. Because I wanted to say they did two parts.
Two parts. Well, the second part was people calling questions about it, and then he kind of answered some of the questions.
I guess he probably had good shit to say about The Rock then, huh?
And I understand where he's coming from. He wanted to main event WrestleMania. I never thought much of him. I was just like, just another guy.
He was just another indie guy, right? Like, he was Ring of Honor for a good long time, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
backyard.
He had a...
He's done fucking all that shit.
I thought he had a shitty look.
So he's another fans that decided, I'm going to become a wrestler. I mean, they're all kind of fans that decided they're going to become wrestlers, but he's really one of those fans.
That's the weird part about it, though, that makes it interesting, is he grew up on this shit. He loved it. He started wrestling when he was 14. I mean, like, it's part of him. But... get to a point where you make the money and you're like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go to Blackhawks games all the time. I'm going to sit around and bang my hot-ass wife.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, they're having a kid. I mean.
Baby punk.
If he's comfortable enough. I could see WME or whatever the fuck it is that owns UFC now. He's not fighting the UFC again.
Jesus.
They're hurting. They're fucking hurting for ratings. They're hurting for that. So they'll have him on another card. He'll get his ass beat again.
I don't even care if he gets killed. I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, he'll get hammered. And
does it make more sense for them to put him in a winning situation or a losing situation?
Winning situation, but there's nobody he can beat.
I mean, that's fair. But do you think they want to, even if they can make him win, if they got one guy that he can beat, that's the only guy?
It'd get him a third payday. It'd get him third ratings. So they would want him to win. But I'm honest to God. I really do believe this. If Corey got down to 170 pounds and Corey trained for 2 years like this guy has, I think Corey would beat his ass.
That's just based on being an athlete.
I think if I did it, I think I'd beat his ass. The guy has not one athletic bone in his body. I've watched him hit mitts.
If I chop myself in half, either half could take him.
Yeah. His footwork wasn't even good in the ring.
He couldn't stop a takedown. He couldn't, I mean, like...
No, I mean wrestling.
That's what I'm saying. He can't stop a take. Oh, you're talking about in real.
I'm talking about being a wrestler.
Wrestling. I mean,
you can tell the difference between an athlete and a non-athlete. He's a non-athlete that got into wrestling, and WWE needs him more than he needs the WWE at this point. The way he walked out, because now he's a fucking hero. I'm sure they bring him back as a heel, because that makes zero fucking sense.
It'd be cool if they brought him back, burying him as a heel, and they're just like, you're gone again. Enjoy your career, dickhead.
No way he would ever come back unless he was doing it
control.
Once every 4 months.
He would have control
over
everything.
I hate that. People like him or Jericho or The Rock.
But that's what he was against. He's like, you have him come in and take our spot. So I don't think he would ever
bullshit.
Do that.
I'm with him on that side.
Well, I just think the one thing I can see McMahon being pissed about is you are giving hope to our audience about something that's never going to happen.
Fair enough.
Because I think even he knows that ship has sailed. So I would see them being pissed about that, but that doesn't mean they're not going to fucking bring The Rock back. Are you shitting me? Like, that's something.
Oh, no, he'll be. Yeah, I mean, The Rock will come back whenever the fuck he wants.
Exactly.
But they were shooting the movie the other night. I mean, like, it was, and Vince Vaughn's playing a character in the movie. Like, this is apparently going to be it. Yeah, but I mean, that's
a
name.
He is huge. It's The Rock producing. It's not like it's WWE producing it.
They're partnering with it, though.
Yeah, they're trying to get their fucking name in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's the payback one. You only get this one with your name and my name together. After that, you're on your own.
Pretty much.
How did they fuck that up? When they opened their movie thing, how didn't they lock The Rock into like a 3-movie deal or something? Because he wasn't huge when they started their production company.
He's made some stinkers, too. I mean, it's not like they wouldn't have given him shitty.
Have you seen San Andreas?
Yeah.
That is my number one worst movie I've ever seen.
It might be bad, but there's still two hot chicks in it. So.
Alexander Daddario's in that, isn't she?
She's a smoke show, but...
And then the chick from Entourage, the agent.
That's funny. They're going to be in Baywatch together, too.
Yeah, I wonder if The Rock's knocking that around.
Something tells me he's not.
The Rock knocks around whenever he wants.
I've always thought he's not...
Think he's gay?
No.
I've wondered.
No, he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, there's no gay guys that have ever had a girlfriend.
He was married, Corey.
No gay guy's ever been married.
The Rock's girlfriend.
Let's see who it is. Outrageous.
I cannot believe he
just
said this.
Fuck, he was married before this. His ex-wife's his manager.
Yeah, what a guy. You know you're a good fucking guy when your ex-wife is your manager. His girlfriend is Lauren Hashin.
Good looking?
Yeah. not what you would expect him to be with.
Oh. Funny.
What would you expect?
Funny.
She's good looking.
You're saying she should be Samoan?
No.
This guy.
No, what I'm saying is, he has kids with her. I didn't know he had kids. No, I think she might be Persian or like a sheik or something.
Like a rug.
I think it's the Iron Sheik's kid.
Almost like a beard.
The Iron Sheet?
No way that guy's gay.
Okay.
Know a couple people that have been out with him and done some stuff with him. And apparently he does quite well, Corey.
Oh, all right.
Believe it or
now,
not.
Now that T.O.'s confirmed that he does well, it's good
enough for me.
No, but I know a couple people have been in out in party situations with him.
Alrighty.
And he's pulled ass.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, that
he's a charismatic dude, if you couldn't believe that one.
Wouldn't believe it.
No.
All right.
Not at all.
He's electrifying, sir.
Oh, really?
He's an electrifying.
That's what I heard.
Dude.
That's what I heard.
Can we get on to my favorite part of Monday and Tuesday?
Lunch? Sure.
What do you think it is? What do you think I'm going to bitch about right now?
Oh, boy.
The two main wrestling shows in the world were on.
Oh, yeah. Those are bad, but... this Baron Corbin and Dean Ambrose, they both need to go.
Both of them.
Both of them. And whoever's writing for them needs to go.
Yeah.
They're awful. Awful. Awful.
Awfully awful.
But back to the positives.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night wasn't bad, some of the stuff they did.
Yeah.
The one thing that's kind of I want to talk to you about, because you and I both really liked them. Thought they were funny, and I feel like they're kind of turning into the New Day. How people are getting tired of them is Kaz and Enzo.
Mm.
And Enzo's awful in the ring.
I know.
He's getting booed a little bit now. Like some fans are booing him.
Ooh.
Boo this man.
But think about it. Think about what he's done. He should be getting booed.
They should have come in as heels.
He's doing heelish stuff, trying to bang out, Rusev's wife.
Right.
Doing these different things. And it's like, all right, how is he a babyface? So how long do you think before they break him off and try to push Cass as a singles?
6 months.
That long? Get in the SummerSlam?
Yeah.
But
so you at least got to write it in.
And here's the other thing. Can you even do a match between the two of them?
No.
Man,
God.
So think about that. Anytime there's been a tag team that's had a breakup or someone's went the other way, there's always that blow-off match. There's always that. You can't do it with these two.
It's not good to do a tag match where you've got two guys that are close friends. It's kind of like brothers.
How they go with the Steiners.
Has never drawn money. Yeah, horribly.
Yeah.
It just never goes well.
But I'm talking about the Michaels Jannetty or just when there's the splits when they're
the match that nobody saw.
No, but when you're going to push someone big time and they're leaving a tag team, that's always the initial feud.
Yeah. But Michaels and Jannetty drew nothing.
Well,
Steiners didn't
nothing,
draw.
Nothing drew in 93.
It's not like
Axe
and Smash
92.
Wrestled each other, Animal and Hawk. I remember Ricky and Robert, Rock and Roll Express, tried to wrestle each other. It just does not work.
Oh, but I mean
And they should know that.
But what are they going to do, though? Wyatt Norton, break up the family. They did it with Daniel Bryan. They've
Wyatt
done silly
Orton,
shit.
I know, but Wyatt and Orton, talk about fucking completely different things. That's thrown together. Just like Edge and Orton or something. Or Hogan and Savage, you know that where that's going. Enzo and Cass are a team. They came in as a team.
Do you think they make Enzo a mouthpiece then? They just slowly transition him into a manager.
I'd say that's the best thing he should be doing. He should be a manager.
They say he could announce, but him and Corey Graves are the same fucking person.
Yeah, unless you split him shows.
It's the only thing he could do.
Ugh. He's just not a wrestler.
No.
He's athletic as shit. I mean, he's an athlete.
Yeah, it's just...
Former college football player. But is he... He's
could he do the 205 Live? Could he go on that and do some stuff?
Or, I mean, you mean as an announcer?
No, but like, could he go on there and just put together enough of a match? Because he bumps. He bumps like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but he bumps like he's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good. I don't know.
People don't want to see that.
They fucked up, too, by not putting the chick with them, Carmella.
Oh, I agree.
Because she's just drowning. I mean, doing the stuff with that. The Ellsworth cat.
She's not real well, not real good in the ring.
No, I you know, it's one of those weird things that she got called up when she did, but they, I don't know.
I'm sure everybody was real thrilled about that too.
Yeah, and I know I brought it up before, but I swear Big Cass date they were dating at one point in time, but who knows?
Yeah, you've said that to me before. I don't remember ever reading that or hearing.
I don't remember. I haven't read it anywhere. It was on that reality show they did, the NXT show where they followed them around and all that. I thought they were living together.
Anything's possible.
But what'd you guys... did you watch it, E? I didn't watch it either. Actually, Corey's brother texted us the morning and said he thought it was a pretty cool thing that they did with Big Show and Strowman.
Yeah.
With the tail of the tape and all. Like, it wasn't... That was not done poorly. Like, it was all right.
But big men today.
Well, why have Roman Reigns come out? Why?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Did you hear what The Rock
can't
said?
Can't fucking get rid of him.
Did you hear what The Rock said when he first got in the ring?
No.
To get a pop?
What?
Gets in and says something. He's like, "How do you think about that show?" And they cheer and he goes, "Damn, that Roman Reigns got his ass kicked tonight." And the place just goes crazy.
Easy.
It's his cousin. Yeah, but you know, they've tried using The Rock to get him over. They did it at Royal Rumble 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Only time The Rock's ever been booed.
Do you think that maybe they've woke up and decided to not get him over?
I don't know.
Or not, I take that back, turn him heel.
I hope. I mean, that would be the best.
Have you watched this guy, E, at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
He is...
Average at best, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't think he's... Like, when he's in with the right guys, he doesn't work bad. It's just that they've jammed him down the fucking throats of the fans, and it drives people crazy when they do this.
That's the argument I had with my brother. I said, if you keep having the, what do you call him? The authority?
Strowman's going to get over because of him being with Reigns.
Well, fuck,
Strowman
yeah.
got cheered the other night. You don't want that.
I agree.
You want your monster to get booed. That's what you want. You don't want him being cheered because he kicked Roman Reigns' ass.
Nope.
And they don't understand that
when
for
you
some
continually
reason.
Have the authority be the bad guy, and then you find out, thanks to the internet, that, okay, this is the guy they're going to push. Well, then what do you fucking think's going to happen?
Yep.
I mean, obviously people can separate reality and fantasy, but when you know that this is the guy you're going to have to deal with, of course they're going to fucking hate him. I mean, that's just common sense.
When does it get to the point to where a bad guy can still be a star? Like... Guys that play, you know,
McGregor's there.
But there's no pulling, WWE. There's no fooling people anymore. They know these guys are playing characters. They know it's not a reflection of the person they are.
Right.
Movie stars. You know, Denzel Washington can play a badass dirty cop, and everybody still loves him. He still does Make-A-Wish. He still hits the red carpets. Why does the guy that they push as the face of the company and the guy that does all this stuff, why does he have to be a good guy?
Why does see every year of the WWE for the past 30 years?
But it's changed the last 10 years. Cena's not loved by everybody.
He's Roman loved Reigns by, is not he's loved by kids. Kids, and kids want his shit, and parents have the money.
Oh, I get that. But I still think Cena would be taken as a face of the company, corporate. I still think that he could hit the red carpets, do all the appearances.
He could.
Do all that being a bad
guy.
Oh,
I agree.
Like, shit has changed.
Completely.
Well, Triple H is generally a bad guy, but he goes out and does all kinds
of
things.
And that's what I was about to say. There's a double standard. Him and his wife play assholes on TV, but they're in the White House. And she's speaking at women empowerment things. And, I mean, it just is what it is.
The more I think about it, the more I think Cena can't. play a heel. Yeah. I don't think he'd know how to do it. I'm serious.
I think he's dumb. I think he's just a really dumb, boring, plain person. And
I mean,
can
he
do
did
is...
the heel thing as the doctor of thugonomics or whatever.
Well, all he can do, this is a guy that when he's in a predominantly black city, goes into black voice and starts talking like Ebonics.
Yep. He Michael Scott's it?
To this day, yes.
That's beautiful.
He is.
It's
he's
not.
Prison.
No, I don't care.
Prison
That's
Mike.
Beautiful.
He prison. Is that what he called prison,
prison
Mike?
Prison Mike.
Yeah.
He prison Mike's the shit. Yo, yo, homie.
No, let's not. Let's not do it.
Let me do this. But that's what Cena does. It's literally
that's
the most. It's one of the most insulting fucking things. Like you watch, it's like, they're in Alabama tonight. They're in Mobile.
We're in Hotlanta. What's up?
That's the shit he does. How we doing, Hotlanta?
Okay.
We's about to get crunk. He says stupid shit.
That's some cringe there.
He's
awful. He's a d bag.
No, I mean, and. Probably a good dude.
No, he's not.
He
has
I don't
the record
so
for
either.
Most, what's it called? Make a wish. You can't really shit on that.
Yeah, but if he loved kids, he'd have some of his own.
Oh, come on. That's crazy.
No.
I love kids, and God damn it, it's...
Dude, if you were big into having kids and love kids and did all these
I love
things,
them for like 15, 20 minutes.
No, there's a reason.
Every time Devo brings his kid in, I play the shit out of him with him. I like kids for a few minutes. They're fun.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what.
So why doesn't he have any?
You know, I don't know. Probably doesn't really like kids all that much.
Exactly. That's my point.
I think maybe the juice is taking some of the looseness out of him?
What did the juice have to do with
kid.
This?
He can't have a kid. He can have a kid. He just doesn't want one.
What is the juice?
The
juice is loose.
That whore wants his juice for
Speaking
a kid,
of loose
and he
juice.
Won't give it to him.
Jesus Christ.
I'll stick
sucks.
By you there.
She sucks, too.
Well, turn him heel and you'll change everything. Did you see the end of the SmackDown Battle Royal for the number one contender?
Yeah, let's set up all of our feuds in 20 minutes for WrestleMania.
Did you see him fuck the end up?
They didn't hit at the same time?
Not even fucking close.
That's why they didn't show a replay.
That's why even on YouTube, they've gone back and clipped it. I knew they wouldn't have a camera over there because
no,
they
Styles
knew fucking
hit, Styles hit way before Harper did.
Okay, that's Harper's fault. He should have fallen with him. Instead of sitting on the apron.
I think it's safe to say that it was not AJ Styles' fault. He usually does everything okay.
But the thing is I like the Harper guy.
Yeah, Harper's going to... I'm more and more thinking they're going to do a triple threat at Mania.
Really?
With Wyatt, Orton, and Harper.
Do people really enjoy those triple threat matches these days? Because I always thought they were horrible.
I don't. I don't enjoy.
It takes three
any
very specific people to pull that off for a good match. In my
did you ever see Cena, Rollins, and Lesnar?
I did not.
That maybe was good. The, probably the best one.
Maybe the best one I've ever seen. Although
I'm
Michaels,
writing this down.
Michaels,
Cena,
Triple
Rollins
H,
and Lesnar.
That other guy at WrestleMania, that one guy,
Benoit.
Who?
Benoit.
Never heard of him.
Benoit.
Never heard of him.
Is it Benoit? Is
saying
he French?
An unkind word about the Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
Other than he's a murderer. And
he's a yeah. He's
that.
A
but other than
he's
that,
this French dude that wrestled
on this show. He was a good wrestler. French.
But how do you get away with those two falling, not even close to the same time, and say, oh, all right, well, I just assumed they were going to come out and go because
they
Styles you at first. Nope.
Because they didn't show any replays of it, and now they're going to have some other bullshit thing next week to drag it out, and it's stupid.
Hater.
What do you,
nah,
so,
it's
the shit. Okay, so you know if Harper's in the triple threat main event, let's just say they go that way, because they're going to have to. The only way that they don't go that way is if Rowan comes back, interrupts it, and that's who Harper goes with for a feud at Mania.
Henry Rowan Gartner?
Eric Rowan.
That kid
the bald-headed, red-headed, bearded dude.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like John, producer.
You know he can't. He's just not good in the ring.
I know.
Okay. So I don't think they're going to...
That's why I'm talking the triple threat between the three of those.
That's not the only
but then,
place he's not
do
good.
Do you just see Luke Harper being in the one of the top three matches out of nowhere?
Well, I tell you the first thing you do with him. Take that fucking wife beater and jeans off for the most part. Put him in Bruiser Brody shit. It's pretty fucking easy.
Another
why
Berserker?
Not?
Berserker Jr.?
Fuck Berserker. Give me a break. And John Nord,
I think he looks just like Brody.
He does.
I think he has a Brody, a very, very close look to Brody.
But it's not like he's a fat ass. He's a bigger guy.
No.
But my God.
By the way, with Strowman, I was shocked with his body when he pulled his top.
He's fucking.
He's not fat.
No,
I thought he was a chubbier guy, like just kind of had some looseness.
And then he did a kip up.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Fucking freak. That and Big Show looks good.
Yeah.
That dude's lost some weight.
Oh, my God. They had a side-by-side picture of them from 16 and this year? Jesus.
So he's
is he down below 500, finally?
No. Probably. Is he banging that one chick again, the hot one that got fired for sleeping with him?
He's married.
Yeah, I know. That's why the girl got fired. Oh. The Playboy chick that they had back in, like, 08, 09, Joe.
Narrow it down.
I'll find it.
I don't know.
Oh, she's one of the best-looking girls they've ever had in the company.
Bullshit. Says he weighs 396.
I would think he tops that.
I would say that
I don't know.
Well, he looks fucking good, though, for as giant as this guy is.
Because they were trying to get to Shaq versus Big Show for Mania.
This has got to be the best he's looked in his career. Even when he was younger, you know, longer, he was a big dude, but he looks pretty good.
Oh, I remember when I'm pretty sure he was juicing there for a bit, and he was ripped up.
I don't know. I buy this. I don't know.
Ooh, he was a big cat. Ernie Ladd.
Ernest Miller. Oh, that was the black cat.
Yeah. The cat. Ernest the cat Miller. Yeah.
And he was black.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Let's just forget about it.
Great
him.
Gimmick. Did you find the name?
I'm looking for it.
I think T.O. might be missing on this one. I don't know. I don't remember that. But anyway.
No, I'm spot on.
I'll let you keep looking, but they really screwed the ending of that Battle Royal up, and I'm not sure. Like, so if Orton goes out, are they saying that the guy that won the Royal Rumble will not wrestle for a championship then? I mean, I'm sure the swerve is coming, but I don't know. He's just going to turn on Wyatt, or what's going to happen? Have him do his bidding and then flip it?
They finally got you guessing.
No, they've had me guessing for about a month and a half now. They did a good job with the Rumble, even though it sucked. And they've done some other things that have been pretty good. I don't have a problem with it. At least it makes you want to know what's going to happen.
Fair enough.
Since they work,
yeah, it's not like in your face.
Since they work 4 months out of the year and piss away the rest of the year. But, hey. I think that's pretty much all we got, and you still haven't found
her name? Hold on, I'm looking for her right now. I'm getting close.
Nikki Koloff. No relation.
Nikita.
Nikki was female cousin.
Searching.
Joy Giovanni.
I remember that name.
Yeah, that's why she got fired. She was sleeping.
Giovanni. Polish?
Yep. Italian, I would believe.
Giovanni. Bet that's the last time her name's been mentioned in a podcast show.
Podcast.
Official podcast show.
Right.
Get with it.
I think that's all we got. You guys got anything else?
Yeah, Baron Corbin blows.
That's good to know.
Hairline Corbin.
Guy's a fuck.
The man.
Anyway, sorry.
We got to get you back to watching, man. Are you going to watch WrestleMania? Because that's
Yeah, he's coming over to watch Mania with
us. Is that still on Sundays? They still do this show on Sundays?
Yep.
I think so.
You'll be there.
Maybe it's my birthday.
Oh, it's Corey's birthday. You got to come.
Woo! Are you going to be 35?
26.
Yeah. No, but 35?
Yeah.
What day is that fucking Mania on?
Sunday, April 2nd.
I might not be in town.
Figures.
We got the big UGC tournament.
That's right. I might not either. Now I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
Oh, is that in Vegas?
It's in Atlantic City.
I'm going to go piss
East
on...
East Coast Vegas?
I'm going to go piss on Trump Towers. We're not going to get political, though.
That's just uncalled for.
I imagine you'd have to get in line.
Yeah, the urinals are in the back.
That's it. I guess we're getting closer to WrestleMania. We're another week closer. We're 6 weeks away. Shit. Awesome.
Practically here.
Yeah, almost 5 weeks away.
There's only like
almost
four pay-per-views between here and there.
Almost 5 weeks, as T.O. just brought up.
6 weeks, that's almost a month.
As I do, I'm going to walk out of the room.
Yeah, before the show ends, God forbid you stay the whole time. Sorry to take up 45 minutes of your day, you fucker. You got anything else for me?
No, I'm good. I can't wait for part two. Everybody on YouTube, please come back, join us. We're going to be talking gimmicks in the second half of our show.
Yeah.
Good, bad, and ugly.
Good, bad, ugly. We're going to do nationalities.
Forgettable.
We're going to do everything. I still say it's a two-parter.
We might even, fuck it, let's do two-part. I don't care.
It might be. It might be three. Part this week, part next week.
I wouldn't mind it.
They'd have to tune in to hear more, just like you're going to have to. And if you want to tune in, you know what you do? Watch this. I'm going to read this.
Uh-oh.
You can find us at facebook.com/3horsemanshow. Twitter.com, 3 Horsemen Show. You can find us on the Twitter. We're doing good on the Twitter. The Twitter's a good thing. The Twitter, because we're in the Midwest.
Of course, it's the only
thing.
And,
of course, if you're watching right now, YouTube.com, 3 Horsemen Show.
Well, whenever we get enough subscribers, it'll be that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can hit us at 3horsemanshow.com/YouTube.
What do we need to do to work on that?
Everybody within the sound of our voice, listening to us on podcast, get on YouTube, hit that little subscribe button.
And subscribe.
And let's get it done.
Get her done.
There's no reason it's not done yet. I blame you, listeners.
Any plug I'm missing? Kidding. We're a part of lineupmedia.fm. Our show is the3horsemanshow.com is where you can go to find
That's
us.
Our main URL, true, but after last week's confusion, I went ahead and bought 3horsemanshow.com and pointed it to the same place. So however you put it in there, you're going to find us.
Cheapplugs.com. That's us.
No, that's definitely not us. We're not advertising cheapplugs.com. That's a hair treatment thing.
Never mind. Well, we tried.
Actually, I'm checking that out right now. It might be.
We're gonna wrap this baby up. We're going to catch you on the second half. We're going to be talking the best and worst gimmicks. You name it, we are covering it. We've got everything, I promise you. And that's all we got. So for Big Easy, T.O., and I'm Corey. That does it for the first half. We'll catch you in the second half. We're going to talk about gimmicks. We'll talk to you then.
Catch you then.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.